Let's look back on a big story from last week, but a big rumble over the past few days. And that's in regard to the potential sale of a 51% shareholding in SAA to a consortium. It comprises of two private sector companies, and they're known as the Takatso Consortium. Well, many people have weighed in on this. Lots of questions are being asked about it. And some of the most pointed ones have been asked by Mbazima Shiloa, who has a piece on News 24 today. I think it's behind a paywall, but if you are following News 24, you can pick that up. And he joins us now on 702 Drive. Mr. Shiloa, welcome, and thanks very much for your time. One of the key things, and we'll go through your concerns in sequence, but I want to start with this. You're just saying that it's completely unacceptable that if Takatso is the preferred bidder, we don't know who the others are. Tell us why you think this is so important.
Thank you very much, John. Mbazima is good. As you always say, you would say, Pelman is my father, Shiloa is my father.
Yes.
So Mbazima is really good.
Good.
But thanks, John. I think the point I'm really making is that from my own experience as Gauteng Premier, doing a public-private partnership process for the Gautrain, for Maruping in the World Heritage Site in Fontaine, and or the Innovation Hub, the processes are very clear. It says, firstly, you indicate this is what we're looking for, and then you have a bidding process. So, like, at the time when the minister announced, he would have said, we called for a request for proposal. We received it from 10 companies.
Yes.
We sifted through them. We ended up with five. Out of these five, we chose this one. These are the reasons why we chose it. And this is the process that we have been able to follow.
Right.
But at the moment, me and you don't know, was there a bidding process? Are they a chosen bidder? Did they do due diligence before? Why didn't they do the due diligence before? Was the Treasury involved in all of those? So for me, the first thing is the process.
Yes.
The second thing is the secrecy behind all of this deal.
So one of the things that's puzzled many people is that the announcement was made, but then it appears many processes still need to be followed. Many questions are still being asked. I want to throw this out to you as a possibility. Do you think there was a time pressure on announcing this because it would assist President Cyril Ramaphosa in conversations he might have around the turnaround in the South African economy when he went to the G7?
No, I'm not one of those people who believe in conspiracy theories.
But can I just quickly say I wouldn't suggest it as a conspiracy, but as a strategy.
No, I'm cutting John.
Yes.
I'm saying I don't believe into that.
Yes,
I know that there are people who think that, look, all of these things were being made so that when he arrived at the G7, he can say, we are open for business and all of that.
Right.
But I think the G7 people have got enough intelligence.
Right.
They've got their ambassadors here to know that, look, our economy is in the doldrums, no matter how we try to talk it up. So I think the minister made the announcement because, one, the airline had indicated that in July it's going to start running. And he thought that instead of them starting to run and later find an equity partner, let me find an equity partner, announce it before that, and say it is the equity partner which will decide when we're going to run. But the problem is that in so doing, one asks him, okay, that really looks very nice. So how much are they paying for the 51% stake, taking into account the liabilities and the assets that are worth? We don't know because it's not saying.
Yes.
Two, you know, there was the business rescue process that already told us what the situation is with our airline. So you can't say you're doing due diligence when just 2 months earlier we had just been told by the rescue business people, this is where we are, this is what we're handing over to all of those. So I think that the announcement was made more to ensure that the existing SAA management and leadership don't go ahead with the launch before this announcement was made. But it's unraveling, because even as you ask the people who are the consortia, okay, guys, how much do you think this thing is worth? They say, we don't know. We will only know once we have done the due diligence. John, just to go off target, just half a minute. You know, if you grow up and then your father has got an old car, at a time when it's now really so bad that even chicken can go lay eggs there, you really don't now mind if they let it go or not. I think it may be that PG thought that's where we are. But as a country,
yes,
we can't just simply let go of our own jewels.
Thank you very much. Mbazima Shiloa, former Premier of Gauteng, trade unionist with some views involved with COPE as well. Some views there about this deal. I mean, I still have a number of questions. We have, I think last week we asked the Takatso Consortium to come on and chat about some of these matters. Lots of questions that I have. We'll see if we can get them next week.